From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Taylor Kinnerup. Today, George Kennedy joins us to share his weekly commentary from the Columbia Missourian.
A metaphor is a figure of speech in which one thing is likened to another, according to Webster's New World Dictionary. An example of a metaphor would be this. The Tigers of Mizzou take on the Bears of Missouri State University. You may well wonder what I'm suggesting. After all, Saturday's football game was called many things, but not a metaphor. It was called a homecoming because Missouri State's coaching staff is made up mainly of former Tiger players or coaches. It was called a sure win for the Tigers. Certainly the Bears head coach seemed to think so, as he expressed in earthier terms the hope that the home team didn't beat his boys too badly. It was even called a payday because MU paid MSU a tidy $400,000 to come take a licking. But a metaphor? It is if you think of this game as a relatively small part of a broader and much more important competition between the state's two biggest institutions of higher learning. Have no doubt that the bigger game is already underway. Just consider a couple of comments MSU President Cliff Smart made 2 weeks ago to St. Louis Post-Dispatch reporter Ashley Jost. "We want to be the undergraduate choice for Missouri. That's our focus," he said in a story the Post published August 21st. He added that MU is our major competitor. "We're going to try to sell this as the best place in terms of cost, quality, student services, residence hall, and sports. And so are they. That's a great thing. It's a free market," he said. On the surface, it would seem that the competition is at least as one-sided as most experts expected the football game to be. To start with, both MSU and the University of Missouri have four campuses. Theirs are in Springfield, West Plains, and Mountain Grove, Missouri, and Dalian, China. Ours are in Columbia, St. Louis, Kansas City, and Rolla. MSU had at last official count about 24,000 students on the Springfield campus. Our Columbia campus had about 32,000. We're one of only 60 members of the Association of American Universities, along with the likes of Harvard and Stanford. They're a member of the Coalition of Urban and Metropolitan Universities, along with Coppin State and Florida Atlantic. They boast of more than 85 undergraduate majors. We offer more than 300. But take a closer look. We had, as of fall 2016, the most recent official count, 25,898 undergraduate students. MSU had 20,316. Our freshman class, when school began last month, was 4,009. Theirs was 3,199. Now, for MU, that represents the third straight year of decline, a loss of 38.5% over that time. For MSU, this is the sixth straight year of increased enrollment. Part of the explanation, of course, may be the aftershock of the turmoil here in 2015. But a big part, as Ashley Jost reported, appears to be the first of the competitive factors mentioned by MSU's president: cost. Mizzou's in-state tuition this year will be $9,786. MSU's is $7,306. How to compete with that? Well, how about announcing that beginning next fall, 3,500 students from low-income Missouri families will pay zero in tuition and fees. For honor students, room and board will be free, too. Of course, that announcement, which came less than a week after the Post-Dispatch story I've quoted, didn't mention anything as crass as competition. You wouldn't expect that. Instead, a new policy is labeled our land-grant compact. Metaphorically speaking, it was a touchdown with a two-point conversion. We will see how MSU responds. But no matter what play is called next in Springfield, this big game seems to be a competition with lots of winners and no losers. Let's play on. I'm George Kennedy.
I'm Taylor Kinnerup, KBIA News, Columbia.